What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
The whole
experience
was
the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Message.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm running over there now.
On Saturday morning, February 23rd, 2013, 41-year-old John Passero, a 3-year New Orleans Police Department veteran, responded to an armed robbery in progress shortly after 7 a.m. Passero entered the store, saw no cashiers or other employees, then walked towards the manager's office. He was unaware that a gunman had forced three employees into the office at gunpoint and ordered them to open 2 safes. The safes turned out to be empty. Passero stood outside the closed office door and announced himself as a police officer. The gunman opened the door and immediately opened fire, striking Passero twice. The suspect then fled the scene. Police described the suspect as in his mid to late 30s. He is approximately 5 feet 7 inches tall with a slim build and a light complexion. The suspect is considered armed and dangerous. There is a $10,000 reward being offered for any information. To leave a tip, please go to my website, realcrimecases.com.